how to use grip fighting to order the chaos. This message is brought to you by www.highlevelbasics.com. Greetings. As a judo coach, Olympian, and someone deeply entrenched in the worlds of engineering and education, I've come to appreciate the intricate dance between order and chaos, especially in the high-stakes arena of competitive judo. My journey in judo, enriched by my background in systems engineering and a deep understanding of chaos theory, has led me to a unique approach in coaching, particularly in the art of grip fighting or kumikata. Grip fighting, at its core, is the strategic battle for control in judo. It's where the chaos begins, but also where it can be tamed. The dynamic nature of judo, with its swift movements and unpredictable outcomes, can seem chaotic. Yet, within this apparent disorder, there's a hidden structure, a pattern that can be understood and harnessed. This is where systems engineering and chaos theory become invaluable. Systems engineering and grip fighting. Systems engineering teaches us to see the bigger picture, to understand how different components interact to form a whole. In judo, every movement, every grip, every counter grip forms part of a complex system. As a coach, I emphasize the importance of understanding this system. It's not just about having a strong grip, it's about knowing how to use that grip to control your opponent and anticipate their movements. To master grip fighting, one must first comprehend the system, the biomechanics of movement, the leverage points, and how to disrupt the opponent's balance and flow. By approaching grip fighting as a system, my students learn not just techniques, but strategies. They learn to see patterns, to predict responses, and to adapt fluidly to their opponent's movements. Chaos theory and the judo mat. Chaos theory, often misunderstood as a theory of disorder, is actually about finding the underlying order in apparently random data. In judo, this translates to finding patterns in the chaos of a match. The grip fight is where chaos theory shines. What seems like a frantic scramble for control is actually a series of predictable responses and reactions. I teach my students to look beyond the surface chaos, to recognize the patterns that emerge in high-pressure situations. Understanding these patterns allows them to anticipate their opponent's next move, to turn their reactions into proactive strategies. This doesn't mean every match becomes predictable, but rather that my students learn to thrive in unpredictability, to find calm in the chaos. Practical application. In practice, this approach means rigorous analysis of grip fighting techniques, constant adaptation, and a deep focus on understanding the opponent. It's about developing a mental map of possible moves and counter moves, and being able to navigate this map under the pressure of competition. When my students step onto the mat, they're equipped not just with physical skills, but with a mental framework. They understand that every grip is a message, every movement a piece of a larger puzzle. This perspective transforms their approach to judo. It's no longer a reactive battle, but a proactive chess game. Conclusion. In closing, the art of grip fighting in judo is much more than a physical skirmish. It's a mental and strategic battle where understanding and order can be brought to chaos. By applying principles of systems engineering and chaos theory, we can elevate our approach to judo, turning what seems unpredictable into a structured dance of strategy and skill. My goal as a coach and an educator is to instill this mindset in my students, empowering them to navigate the chaos with confidence and precision. Remember, in the chaos of the grip fight lies the opportunity to bring order, an order that leads to victory on the mat. Dedicated to your improvement, Roddy Ferguson. Remember, I love you, but God loves you best.